Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Spark of creation. What are we creating? No, you don't have to answer that. It's different for everybody. Of course, we have our dream as unity, what we want to create on this earth, peace, love, harmony, all of those things. And in order to do that, we have to start fresh. New Year is a great time to start fresh, but we can start fresh in any moment of every day. And yet at the same time, for many people, the idea of starting something fresh is scary. We talked about this last week. There's a lot of fear. Certainly there's a lot of fear in our world right at the moment about what the future may hold. And just to remind you, we have a choice. We have a choice whether we choose to live in the vibration of fear or the vibration of positive expectation. I know the one I want to live in. It's up to you which you choose to live in. But it's going to be determined by what we believe in. Our belief in power or powers outside of us, or our belief in the power we have within us. And we do have power within us. But make no mistake, you will be experience power based on your choice. So we each have the choice then to live in the past, to yearn for what was, to live in the future where we don't know what's going to happen and it's kind of scary maybe, or to live in the now. You see, living in the past, we long for what was. All too often, we only remember the good times, though. We forget that there were challenges and struggles back then just as there are now. Or we can live in the future, which, as I said, is predominantly living in the energy of fear. Or we can choose to envision a wonderful future and live in the moment and work to create that future and bring it into manifestation. That's what we are about, is living in this now moment. As Ram Dass says, being here now. Be here in this energy, in the energy that we create, the energy of positive expectation, the energy of hope, the energy of wonderful, abundant life. Because whatever energy we engage in, whatever energy we possess and give forth is what we create around us. And once we decide to live in the vibration of now, we can begin to create a new life, a new reality, not just for ourselves, but for everyone around us, for all humanity. And it truly starts within. As we've mentioned already several times today, tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day. And Martin Luther King modeled for us what it means to begin to start fresh. If you really look at his life and really study his journey, he began by turning first within. Long before he ever began to lead the civil rights movement, long before he ever shared his dream, he went within. Just as Jesus did, just as Buddha did, just as we are called to do before we begin anything fresh. He went within and created a world, a vision within his own consciousness of what a world of equality and dignity for all would look like. And through his actions then, he began the process of bringing that into manifestation, knowing that his dream was bigger than what could be accomplished in anyone's single lifetime. We're still working on that. But he realized that first it had to begin within. And that's what our lesson is about today, the power of creating within, because that is where creation starts. Always, it starts within. Martin Luther King spoke about the importance of inner transformation being the foundation for social and spiritual progress. He believed that genuine change in a society begins with the transformation of individuals. And he stressed this when he wrote, "Darkness can drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. This quote reflects his belief that cultivating love, even in the face of hatred, requires inner strength and inner work. One of his more famous sermons that a lot of people aren't familiar with was entitled "A Tough Mind and a Tender Heart." He described the need for a balanced spiritual transformation, combining critical thinking with compassion. He said, "Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole path." Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole path. And the first step is inner work. This inner faith helps us and helps us persevere through uncertainty. There's no journey that's not going to have some uncertainty. I don't care how many Google Maps you have or anything like that, there's always going to be a level of uncertainty. And I would say this, the more uncertainty there is, the greater possibility for something marvelous to happen is. But we take one step at a time. All we have to know on any journey, be it a spiritual journey or a trip across the country, is the next step. That's all we have to know. Yes, we can have an idea of where we're going. We can have a vision of what we want to create. But we don't know everything we're going to do in between. We only have to know the next step. So that inner faith that we have in that next step empowers us to move through uncertainty, inspires us to grow and to grow with others. King had a vision of what he called the beloved community. And he said the beloved community requires inner transformation. It's interesting to me how he always went back to it starts within us, each one of us. I cannot do it for you. Nobody can do it for you. It starts within us. We want change in the world. It starts within us. Martin Luther King in that sermon said, the end is reconciliation. The end is redemption. The end is the creation of the beloved community. It is this type of spirit and this type of love that transforms opposers into friends. Think about what we're seeing in the world today. It's all about opposition, them and us, whatever that may be. But the beloved community transforms that into one community. Martin Luther King believed that societal change could only happen when we as individuals cultivated forgiveness, when we as individuals cultivated understanding, and when we as individuals had love in our hearts. His commitment to nonviolence was rooted in the idea that nonviolence required internal discipline and a transformational mindset. It starts within. Every single thing. Jesus taught the same thing. Every time that you read about him going into the wilderness, it was a chance to turn within, to ground himself in spirit, to ask, what is the next step? How do I embody and express these divine principles? Getting back to Martin Luther King, he said, nonviolence is not sterile passivity, but a powerful moral force with which makes for social transformation. He taught that inner transformation is essential for anything to be effective. So it boils down to turning within, to having some self-examination. He frequently urged people, examine your own thoughts and your own actions to foster transformation. Stop looking at what so-and-so is doing and look at what you are. He said, an individual has not started living until they can rise above the narrow confines of their individualistic concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity. This self-examination, it gives us the chance to broaden our perspective, to allow for spiritual growth and personal growth. It's not a passive process. It's an ongoing journey. It's an active journey. And this idea was so deeply intertwined in his beliefs, as in particular the idea that divine love and human effort together can bring about meaningful change in the world, that it became his sole mission. But again, he recognized and he taught that it all starts within us. It's not about waiting for outer circumstances to change. It's about embracing the power of the Spirit that is already within us. And he wasn't alone in that. He wasn't the first one to ever say that. The Buddha wrote, "With our thoughts, we make the world." With our thoughts, we make the world. What kind of thoughts are we holding? It starts there. Jesus reminded us, and it's written in Revelation, "Behold, I make all things new." Now, that wasn't the man Jesus coming down and fixing things. That was the Christ consciousness speaking. The Christ consciousness that lives in each and every human being that says, when you turn within to me, to Spirit, to divine mind, when you do the inner work, all things are new. Both teachings point us to the same truth. Change is possible when we align with the divine source within us. Know this, no matter where you've been or what you've faced, Spirit is ready to meet you right here and right now where you are. This is the moment you can make a new beginning. And this moment, and this moment, and this moment, there is only the now. Anytime you can make a new beginning. So that all sounds wonderful. But then we ask, well, how do I do this? How do I do it? Well, the first step is letting go. Let go of what has been holding us back. Let go of attachment to past ways of being, past experiences, past messages, past ideas. Let go of that. But let's be honest, that's not always easy, is it? Oh, I'm going to let that go. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to grab it because it's comfortable. Sometimes we cling. We cling to old stories. We cling to resentments or fears because they feel familiar. And yet both Buddhists and Christians and many other teachings remind us that holding on to the past only does one thing. It causes suffering. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Again, that was the Christ speaking through Jesus, saying, come into this consciousness of now. Let go of those burdens. They're weighing you down. They're making you worry. You're weary. Well, they're making you worry too. And so to release that, we must surrender to Spirit. Now, that does not mean we deny what happened. We pretend it never existed. That's not what it means at all. It doesn't mean suppressing our feelings. Instead, it means that we are allowed grace, that we can let that flow through us, healing what needs to be healed. The Buddha taught a concept of impermanence, the understanding that all things change, and that clinging to what was only causes pain. He said, let go of the past, let go of the future, let go of the present, for with a heart that is free, you will know peace. You will know peace. I kind of, you know, being a geek, I like what Obi-Wan said to Luke in Star Wars. Yoda said it. All his life, he has looked away to the future, to the horizon, never his mind on where he was. What he was doing. How often do we do that? Our power, our only power, is in this moment, is in the now. Yoda reminded us that when we live in the future, we may feel fear. We may be filled with fear. And in Star Wars, and actually in life, fear leads to the dark side. Yoda is quoted as saying, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. So how do we release our attachment to the past and the future? Well, in unity, we use the practice of denials to clear away limiting thoughts. For example, if you feel stuck in fear, you might use this one. Fear has no power over me. Spirit guides my way. Fear has no power over me. Spirit guides my way. Maybe we're carrying resentment, which simply means we're resending that message to our own consciousness over and over and over again. We can use this. I release this hurt, and I open my heart to love. I release this hurt, and I open my heart to love. So now I ask you to ask yourself, what am I ready to release today? What am I ready to release today? As we release, we create space for the infinite goodness of Spirit to flow into our lives. Jesus said this, you cannot pour new wine into old wineskins. You can only pour it into something new. If you pour it into something old, that wineskin, I know most of us don't use wineskins anymore, but they would rupture and all the wine would leak out. We have to create a new receptacle. And that new receptacle in this work is our consciousness. Letting go is an act of faith. It is trusting that God's plan for us is greater than anything we can leave behind. So once we've done that, then we can connect to the power within us. In unity, we call it the Christ consciousness, the awareness that we are one with God, that divine wisdom and love, power, and creativity flow through us. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. In traditional Christianity, we think, oh, it's going to be up there. I might find it when I die if I'm good enough. No. It's here, it's now, it's within you. It's like that old spaghetti sauce. It's in there. Some of us are old enough to remember that. It is. This teaching is also echoed in Buddhist philosophy. Peace comes from within. Do not seek it without. It comes from within. So often we look outside of ourselves for the answers, and we think, oh, if only my circumstances would change, then I'd be happy. Oh, if only politics would change, then I'd be happy. If only the economy would change, then I'd be happy. If only I could lose another 5 pounds, then I'd be happy. And the list goes on and on and on. It's time to release the if-onlys. And maybe replace it with what if. What if I'm smart enough? What if I'm good-looking enough? What if I'm powerful enough? What if Spirit works through me? What if? See, true change doesn't begin out there. It begins in here, in the sanctuary of our own hearts. Not the room, the sanctuary, although it can happen here. But it starts in here, in our own hearts. And the way we connect to that is, who knows? Meditation. Meditation is the heart and soul, as funny as it sounds, of going into the heart. Of connecting with soul, of remembering what and who we are. In meditation, we quiet the mind and we tune to the still, small voice of Spirit. And it is there that we find clarity and inspiration to create a new beginning. Let's just try it now for a second. I invite you to close your eyes if you're comfortable. Take a deep breath. And tune out anything outside of you, except maybe my voice. Place your hand on your heart if you want to, and silently affirm, the presence of God is here within me. The presence of God is here within me. I am whole. I am divine. I am ready. I am whole. I am divine. and I am ready. When you are ready, take a breath and open your eyes. Can you feel it? Do you feel whole? Do you feel divine? Do you feel ready? If not, go home and do it some more. Because you are. You are. So as we turn within, then, the other faculty we can use is our power of imagination. We create an image of what we want to see in our world. It's a divine gift. It allows us to see beyond current circumstances and envision what Spirit is calling us to create. In Ephesians, it says, God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us. It's at work within you right now. So imagine if you could make a fresh start in life, no matter how good your life is, there's always room for better, right? Oh, God, I'm glad somebody said yes. There's always room for better, always room for greater. Maybe your life is perfect, but the world isn't yet. And maybe Spirit's calling on you to be a part of making the world better. Whatever it is, ask yourself, what does that better life look like? What does it feel like? Don't worry about the how. Get into the vibration of it as if it already exists, because it does in Spirit. It already exists in God mind. Our only job is to bring it from God mind into manifestation. Which brings us to our third step, co-creating with Spirit. We've released the past, we've connected to Spirit within, and now it's time to step into action. That's our fifth principle in unity, action. It is the idea that our thoughts, our words, and our beliefs shape our reality. Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, said, "You can create new habits of thought by repeating statements of truth, affirming that you are divine and that you have all the attributes of God." You are divine and have all the attributes of God. That is true for every human being that has ever lived or ever will live. And when we get into that consciousness, not from a place of ego, but from a place of understanding, we begin to change not only our world, but the world for everybody. We empower others to rise into that same awareness. So there's three steps we can take to do that. The first is clarify our vision. Clarify our vision. Write down your intention as if it already is. Not someday I'm going to be. Now I am. An example, I am thriving in divine health and surrounded by loving relationships. You'll notice we start every one of those affirmations with two words, I am. That's your God self name, I am. When Moses asked, who are you? He said, I am that I am. I am. I am this spark of God expressing in the world. I am thriving in divine health and surrounded by loving relationships. Then we affirm our truth. We speak affirmations to anchor this in our vision daily. We can say things like, I am guided by divine wisdom. I am worthy of joy, peace, and abundance. And then we take inspired action. We listen for guidance and take small intentional steps. So many times we think, well, if we're going to make a difference in our own lives or in the world, we have to do something big. No. One little tiny step at a time. That's all we have to do. And know that God is our partner in this process. In Buddhism, they call that right effort. The idea that we move forward with mindfulness, with intention, trusting that each step is part of a greater journey. So in conclusion, a fresh start begins now. For me, it starts right now. Not when conditions are right, Not when I think I'm ready. Not when I have enough time, money, education, experience, or whatever. It starts right now. I invite you to remember that a fresh start is always available. Every moment, every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break. I couldn't resist. Is a step to the future, to the now, to creating something anew. Seriously, there's a message in those words. Every breath you take is a chance to turn within, to breathe in that reminder of spirit, that remembrance of who and what you are, that life force. Every move you make is a chance to make a new move, to take the next step to making a wonderful life manifest. Every bond we break, our bondage to the past, to the old messages, to the old ideas that no longer serve us. It's a chance to make new, empowering bonds to spirit. And every step we take is a step towards the dream of what we want as individuals, the dream of what Martin Luther King wanted, the dream of what spirit is calling us to be, to create a new reality. The Buddha reminded us that each morning we are made again. We are born again. What we do today is what matters most. So take a deep breath and affirm with me. I'll say it and then we'll repeat it. I am ready for my fresh start. Together. I am ready for my fresh start. I create from within. Guided by spirit. And rooted in love. Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "We are here to be the light, to express life, and to be our highest and best selves." You are that light. You are that expression of divine life. So go forward today knowing that spirit is ready, willing, and able to create something new and beautiful for you and through you. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.